Over the past few years, first of all, at the encouragement of Monica O'Kane, and then through the participation of the Men's Club and the broader parish, we have grown into a relationship with the Church of Bucharest. And particularly in a relationship around providing assistance to the Archbishop of Bucharest that he might care for young people, displaced young people who are outside their home, young people who are, for all practical purposes, orphans. And every year we have done fundraisers and there's been a general collection, and that money has gone to that effort. This weekend we are indebted and grateful and thankful to have a representative of the Archbishop of Bucharest here to join with us and to speak to us and to tell us something about what it is that we're involved in, and also to receive the check for $7,100 that represents the fundraising of last year. So I would invite Father Claudio to step to the microphone.
Dear Father Steve, Adrian, dear brothers and sisters, it's an honor for me to be here and to receive this applause that is from a part of the Diocese of Bucharest to you, because you help us in this problem of the orphans and also a very difficult situation about the poor family. They generate also orphans, and I will play after this. The bishop, when I talk with, and I told that I will be here, please tell them that I will thanks God in the Holy Mass. Father Steve Adrian, he's member of the community, the member of the club, men's club, and all the person they was involved, I want to thank them because they made a wonderful job. They made to smile some kids in Romania. They make to see a light in the lights in the life of these kids. The bishop, he told that he knows that inside of this they was able to do these wonderful works because they involved many people in United States and in Romania the same. So, Father Steve, and you and many families, you work here to put together this psalm. It's like in today's gospel, it's a glass of or the cup of cold water for many kids in Romania. And this, we try to distribute for many, not only for the few. So another kind of a person, very nice, and they help in Romania, that this money to be distributed very good well way. So the priest there, together with the young people, they go themselves in orphanages, they prepare the package, they prepare the gifts, and they give from part of you. In the back, they receive a big hug, a big smile, where I'm not able to give you the big hug that they give, because the kids are the smile of God in the world. But I want to tell the Bishop Robert, tell to Father Steve, if you will be able to go with some of group of the member of this community to come to Bucharest and to visit us, and to see and to receive the hug from these kids, from themselves, will be a great honor for us, because in the same Mass that I pray for you, I pray God for them, because they are still also, because it's an image of Jesus, crying, is still an image of Jesus. And we will want that this image, real image of Jesus, these kids are orphaned, to be an image that is more, less crucified and more resurrected. And this, I pray you, and to help us, because this situation is less difficult than before, But for the poorest of the family, some of the kids, they abandoned their families, and so they are becoming the orphans with the parents in life. For this reason, talking with the bishop, we decided also to help the very poor families with many kids, and so to have in the future less orphans with the parents in life. So this is a situation, and we want to thank you for your help, your contribution, your prayers. And one of the things that I told to the Father, and I want to repeat in this Holy Mass, is that yesterday, talking with the Bishop, Archbishop Flynn, Henry Flynn, your Archbishop, I told him that for the part of the Bishop of Bucharest, together with the family O'Kane from this parish, we told that I want to thank you for your help, for your support, and for your generosity. He told, "Now, Father, I'm glad that I have these people and this parish, like Parish St. Matthew, the pastor like Father Steve, and all these people, they help, and I'm proud to have these people in my archdiocese. So wherever we can do something, they do, and I'm very happy to do for you." And to remember this day, also in the future, we will do something maybe with a small gallery, the association that I started in 2000, they help many kids in the world, in Sudan, in Kenya, in Romania, in Ukraine. And many artists, they participate with icons like this one that I will give to Father Steve to remember our thanksgiving, and also to remember to all the parish that we are grateful for your help. In the future, we try to bring here also the painted things by themselves, the kids from Romania, for orphans, and to put here to show you that they want to thank you in this way. And we will send also the icons from Romania to show the religious of Romania. They are more orthodox, you can see in this icon. And when you will visit, and I hope soon, I'm sure that you will be glad to visit the orphans, but also the reality, rich reality of our church, where many young priests and young people like you here. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you. Now, for the past three Masses, all that Father Claudio has seen is this blown-up image of the check for $7,100. I want to present to him the real check in the name of the people of St. Matthew's.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you.
You're invited to go downstairs to the social hall. Coffee and rolls are being served, and Father Claudio will be down there to talk with you, to visit with you. Also this afternoon, at 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock this afternoon, at 250 Prescott. 250 Prescott is the home of the O'Kanes. It's right across the street from what used to be Riverview Hospital. There will be a reception in honor of Father Claudio, and all of you are invited, any of you are invited to participate in that. That's from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock this afternoon at 250 Prescott Avenue. Please let us pray.